comprehensive and substantive questions. I will be addressing the issues of LGBTQ matters or same-sex relationships, as you will, which were brought up at the beginning of this session. And I will also touch upon the references to the minority groups, as mentioned by one of the committee experts. I will try to shed some light on these. Although our stance most likely will not be something that you have not heard before, it is a repetitive position, and we stand by that position. But nonetheless, it is important to address your questions. Eritrea's stance on sexual orientations is grounded in the country's cultural and societal values, which have historically emphasized heterosexuality. It is important to note that the country has not had widespread exposure to the experiences of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. As such, these concerns raised by the honorable committee members regarding stigmatization and discrimination against individuals from families that are not recognized in Eritrean society are viewed as rather speculative and disconnected from the current reality on the ground. According to the Eritrean Penal Code, homosexuality is prohibited, reflecting the country's, let's say, broader culture and religious norms. While Eritrea respects international dialogue, which is also the reason why we are here today, the government remains steadfast in upholding its cultural values and societal norms, once again. And these are rooted in the traditions of its people. So with that said, any discussion surrounding cultural changes in this area also must consider the significance of these values for our Eritrean society. In regards to the mentioning or the question in reference to minority groups, there have been continuous claims about the erosion of traditional livelihoods for minority groups, I guess most specifically for the Afar and Kunama people, as was mentioned earlier. We will continue to reiterate our stance, and that is that we categorically reject such allegations. The government views these assertions as misleading and based on inaccurate or malign sources of information. We have consistently emphasized the importance of safeguarding the rights of all ethnic groups and preserving their traditions and way of life. The government continues to work diligently to ensure the protection and well-being of all its citizens, including those from our minority communities. And here I would just like to add that there are historical developmental disparities among communities in different geographic regions of the country, which are primarily due to the factors such as geographical remoteness and limited access to various resources. These disparities mentioned are not specifically attributable to ethnic discrimination. And the government has been committed to addressing these challenges through a variety of initiatives, including affirmative actions and special educational programs, which are tailored to nomadic and hard-to-reach communities. It is actually, I would like to add this as well, it is our belief that Eritrea as a whole is a pretty extraordinary example of ethnic and religious unity in a region that is often marked by division, and which demonstrates remarkable cohesion and harmony, really, across its diverse communities. I just wanted to add that at the very end. Thank you, and I hope that this gives some clarity in this question. Thank you.
Thank you. In many of the first set of questions posed or raised really warrant that we reiterate